Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And it is another gorgeous spring day as we start getting those, you know, gaps between the rainstorms. And wherever you're at, I hope that you are having wonderful weather and wonderful experiences. For those who would like to call in, the guest call-in number for our friends down in the LA area is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those here in the beautiful Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And as usual, producer Kina is in the chat room. Now, this is going to be one of those days where I'm not going to be able to log into the chat room afterwards. I've got something I have to take care of. So if you have questions, comments, or would like to speak to me in more detail about something, please, please, please leave an email at healinghouseradio, all one word, at the-healing-house.com. And I know that sometimes people are not able to log into the chat room. You know, sometimes those little technical glitches happen. So you could always reach me at that email address, and I'll be happy to connect with you and clarify anything you'd like to have clarified. So today we're talking about letting go. And after the last show, we were talking about story. And the idea of what is story, what does it do in our lives? And it allows us to feel safe, it allows us to reduce risk, and it allows us to look good. So when we look at the story we attach to something, it takes on sort of a life of its own. It's not about what that person, that thing, you know, about literally what it is, but the meaning that we attach to it. And after the show, I received a request to talk about the idea of releasing relationship attachments. And when you're in a situation where maybe there's somebody in your life that holds a very important space, yet there's a need to let go, how can that be managed in a really good way? So we're going to talk a little bit about the relationship between letting go and acknowledging what is story and what is not. So let's say there's someone in your life that it would probably be really best for you to be able to let go of because maybe they've moved on, maybe they've decided to attach themselves to somebody else. Maybe it's the old, it's not you, it's me. For whatever reason, whatever story goes with that, there is a need to be able to release in a good way the feelings and the hooks that are still a part of you. So in this type of scenario, one thing that can be looked at is, what is the story that is holding you, as opposed to what about that person? Especially if it's a type of relationship that really had a lot of bumps and a lot of hard places in it, and it is often difficult, even if it's something that is hurtful, there can still be a difficulty in releasing it. Because even though, you know, there's the hard pieces, there's also the good pieces. There's light and shadow in everything. And when we start breaking down about, you know, well, okay, am I attached to this person or am I attached to the story that I attached to them. It may not be about that person leaving. It may be about feelings of abandonment that came from either earlier in life, maybe a family relationship where there was this feeling of abandonment. And it's not that you want that person, but they hold particular qualities that are important to you. Whether they're good qualities, bad qualities, we don't make judgment. And when we look at the importance of really allowing that person to be themselves, accepting that you cannot change them, you cannot change their mind. It is not about being in a relationship because it constantly feeds you, because then we make it about ourselves. In a relationship, you've got, you know, two individuals, or at least two individuals. Sometimes relationships can be more than two individuals. It may be a family situation. And the first thing that it might be a good idea to look at is, what are your expectations? Because usually when, you know, the discomfort starts is when expectations are not being met. I expected this person to be there for me and to put me first in everything, and they are not doing that. Therefore, my expectation of them is not being met. Or this person expected that when we began seeing each other that I would always be there and be available, and I can't do that for whatever reason. So that's an expectation not being met. It could be a relationship between friends. I mean, we all have those friends who will call us up at any given time and just kind of, you know, chat, and, you know, it's all fun. And if it goes into that thing of they're calling every single day, or, you know, they're really dumping a lot of stuff on you, or it's just there's something about it that is no longer feeling like it's fun for you. You know, these are the types of relationships that also have expectations, that as soon as expectations are not met, that's where things get tricky. That's where things start to get complicated. Because once expectations aren't met, then it becomes an issue. Okay, do we have the type of relationship where I can tell you that my expectations are not being met? Or is this the type of relationship that I am going to sit and stew on this because I don't want to say anything, because I don't want to mess things up? So, you know, or I don't want to hurt their feelings, or they're my friend, and I know deep down they mean well. But when you really look at the give and take of relationship, the exchange of energy, because it is an exchange of energy, which way is the flow going? Which way is the most of the energy, you know, being generated? You know, is it all the energy is coming from you and you're, you know, talking to and supporting that person, and then after a while it starts to feel a little bit draining on your side? And it may also be the case where the person on the other end is the one that is always, you know, taking things on and saying, okay, well, you know, and I'll be there for you, and yeah, you know, we can talk about it. And yet it's not a balanced relationship. I really feel very strongly that it's very important to seek balance in all things. And I work very hard to find balance within myself. And it's very easy to work on finding balance within yourself, but as soon as you add somebody else to that paradigm, then it starts getting a little bit more challenging, because finding balance within yourself may create issues with another person. Often, there's a saying that says, we are with someone for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And we don't necessarily know what that particular relationship, you know, where in that sequence it falls. And it may be that we believe it's going to be a lifetime, and it turns out it isn't. What do we do then? What do we do when the happily ever after that we were expecting and maybe even felt we deserved does not come to be? Is it the responsibility of the other person to have you be okay about it. And ultimately, my friends, the answer to that is no. They've got their own stuff that they've got to deal with. Or if you're in a relationship and you really feel like it's the best thing for that relationship to end, are you responsible for making it okay for the other person? And the answer to that is no. Now, that being said, is it a really cool thing to want to allow the relationship to end in a good, healthy way so that both of you can walk away going, you know what, it was a lot of fun while it lasted, and I wish you well. And to just let that be the way that the relationship closes. And there's a sense of completion with something like that. When there's the, no, I'm still thinking about you, I still want to be with you, I do not accept that this relationship is over. That can have light and shadow too. It could be that, you know what, love is not a sprint, it's a marathon. And maybe you just need to, you know, stay in it and keep the faith, and, you know, the person will ultimately make the decision, you know, this person really did, you know, stand with me and support me and take care of me and help me. And maybe I was just scared or I was afraid of commitment, and let's give this another shot. Or it could be that it goes into the shadow place of things like stalking and, you know, tracking them on Facebook and, you know, tracking everywhere and following around and all this other stuff that really is not healthy for either one. Yes, we fall in love, and it is amazing and wonderful and scary and all those things. And yes, sometimes people say that they return those feelings when maybe it's not so much. And yes, everything has a life cycle, including relationships. So when you look at what's going on in those pieces, how is it feeling? I mean, does it feel like it's something that is vibrant and healthy? Or is that a story? And we don't judge stories. You know, there's no such thing as a good or a bad story. They are just stories. Because once you start adding judgment to it, then it becomes, you know, an issue of feeling bad about things or feeling you've got to defend it, or it can create anger or fear or resentment or envy or all these other things. Just accepting, okay, this is my story. My story is that this person is ultimately not the right person for me. And I really don't have to justify it, but I do need to be as gentle and compassionate in this as possible. Or you could be on the other side of that and say, my story is that this person and I belong together. And if this person really, really wants to leave the relationship, can I demonstrate less than caring for them enough to let them go? I mean, they may come back. You never know. Maybe they come back years later. The important thing is to be really conscious of where the energy is going. And when we look at the relationship, whether it's friends, lovers, spouses, family members, it becomes a place of what helps me feel balanced, because when we're in a relationship, that can help us feel balanced. And when that person leaves, suddenly the balance is off. You know, we set our lives up in a particular way, and suddenly, boom, gone. You know, and it could be gone due to a death. Maybe, you know, the person leaves that morning to go do something, and unfortunately, something happens to them. And there is no sense of closure, because it's like, wait a minute, they were here and then they're not. Then we have to find another way to find closure with it, another way to close the door on that particular relationship in a good and gentle way. When we look at people coming into and out of our lives, each one has a story. And sometimes those stories are wonderful and sometimes they're very hard. Nobody else is responsible for maintaining our story, and we're not responsible for maintaining anyone else's story. And when you look back over your life at all the different relationships, whether they were ended by you or whether they were ended by somebody else, the experience of that relationship stays with us. You know, maybe we think, wow, that relationship ended because I have this particular behavior pattern, and maybe if I change that, I can go into a future relationship much better. I can grow as a person. Even the worst relationships teach us something. And when we look at the idea of heartache and heartbreak, you know, I don't want to give this relationship up. Well, of course not. And it goes into that place of learning how to go through the stages of grieving, because a relationship lost can hold the same intensity as grieving the death of someone. And the idea that, especially if that person was really, really important, we've got to figure out a way to move on. And in some ways, it's almost a little bit harder, because if somebody passes, it's not about rejection. It's like, wow, you know, I mean, you know, short of the person maybe, you know, doing something to trigger that or to create that circumstance. But just in general, it's like, well, it's not that they didn't want to be with me. They just, you know, it was just their time. When somebody leaves, then it becomes an issue of, okay, now I've got to deal with the fact that maybe I wasn't good enough. So that may be the story that's attached to it. I needed them to help me feel good enough. Is that a reason to stay in a relationship? No. I mean, in my mind, no. I mean, if it works for you and if it's working for you, I love it for you. In my mind and with my heart, I don't think that that's a reason to stay in a relationship. Should somebody have to stay with me because of the story that I create? Well, I don't know if I would want someone to stay with me just for that. When we look at that separation piece, it's important to grieve and mourn and allow that time. You know, we first go into denial. Well, no, they left, but they really aren't gone. You know, they're just going to go and cool off. Then we go into anger. You know, it's like, how dare they do that? And that's when we go on Facebook and talk about them, you know, with our friends or whatever. You know, I cannot believe that they dumped me. I cannot believe that they walked out and we've got all this. Then there's bargaining. You know what? If I change this about myself, I'm going to go and I'm going to get a haircut and I'm going to do all these things and I'm going to do all of this. And if I do all these things, they're going to come back and they're going to be with me because I will have changed. I promise I will never do this again, or I will do this every time. Depression. Wow, they're really gone. And I have to deal with, you know, running into my friends and having to explain it over and over again. And that hurts. And it sucks, and I hate it, and I feel very alone and lonely and unwanted. Then we go to acceptance. You know what? I learned a lot about myself in this relationship, and there are some things that I really want to take with me, certain things that I want to change about myself, or maybe I'm okay, and it wasn't a lack of, you know, anything on my part. It's just where that person was at. Maybe they loved me the best that they knew to do, and it wasn't enough to match what I wanted and what I expected and what I needed out of this relationship. And maybe somewhere way down the line, we can meet up again and say, you know what, you know, you want a cup of coffee? Or, and this may be the healthier way to go, I can move on. I can find those qualities that I so appreciated in this person, and I can go find them in someone else who maybe is able to be with me in a better way. So when we look at going through each one of those stages, and it's important to go through, when somebody has been in our life, especially when somebody has been in our life for a very long time, I was married for 20 years, and the marriage ended. And, you know, there was someone else in his life, and I realized that I had to either make a choice of holding anger and resentment and really just create suffering. Or I could really take the time to go, you know what? I understand that at some point this is going to be one of the best things that ever happened to me, that this is going to allow me to move forward in my life while at the same time preventing someone else from being unhappy. If we had stayed together, one of us would have had to have been unhappy because one of us would have had to fundamentally change. And I would not have the right to ask that of him or anybody else. I have no right to ask someone else to change for me to feel okay. And by respecting where each person is, at the very least, if someone tells you, I don't love you, at least they're being honest. Because I would rather face that honestly than to be told what it is that they think I want to hear and knowing in my heart that it's not true. Everything is temporary. Everything around us is temporary. Even the, you know, the mountains, at some point, they will fall. And relationships are temporary. We come into and out of each other's lives, maybe for years and years and decades, but at some point, somebody's going to leave. You know, and it may just be through that ultimate transition of death. But it's all temporary. And when we come into a relationship, when we can hold that space of this is now, and any expectations I have other than right now, and any other expectations I have of this person, all of that is illusion. It's all story. So really, look at whether it's the person or the story attached to the person. Because if it's the story attached to the person, that story can be recreated. It's not them, it's this quality. And finding someone else that not only has that quality, but has other things that complement, you know, your way of being. You know, nobody likes to be caged. And when a release happens, it's an exchange of energy. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Do you step out into the sunlight and take a deep breath and mourn and go through the process and ultimately find yourself? Or do you hold on, hold out, and just try to keep patching holes in the boat until either it floats or it sinks? Being in a healthy, balanced relationship always means the possibility of accepting that that person may change and take a different direction. letting go of expectations, letting go of what and who we think somebody else should be, and holding that nobody should have an expectation, or we should not be bound to the expectations of others on us. Each relationship is a lesson. Each relationship is an opportunity. Each relationship has its gifts, huge gifts. And one of the greatest gifts that you could ever give anybody that you love is the gift of freedom. The gift of gently and lovingly saying, I appreciated our time together, and I hope that you find what it is you're looking for. If you can love enough to do that, that is true love. That is selfless love. That is being able to accept each and every person for exactly who they are without judgment. So consider whether or not the story is more important than the person. Hear what they have to say. Really sit down. You know, if this is a really hard conversation, it cannot be done in a hard way. Find that time when there can be gentleness and acceptance of really what the person has to say. And in the end, whether there is work to save the relationship, whether that's possible, or whether or not it's best that the relationship gently shift, you can still find balance within yourself. You can create the story that you want to create, and you can do it for yourself. This is Dr. Eileen, and I wish you wonderful stories. I wish you gentleness, and I wish you communication, honesty, authenticity. And if you're in a difficult situation with a difficult relationship and maybe the other person isn't willing to let go, talk to someone, get help. Make sure you're safe, because you know, we never know. You never know how something's going to go. Make sure that you're safe. And appreciate the other person. Listen to one another. Because ultimately, it was all temporary anyway. So, I hope everyone has a wonderful week. We'll be back next week. And once again, if you have a question for me, if you would like me to address a topic, and for my friend who asked me to address this, I certainly hope I answered in a way that helped you. So you can email me again at healinghouseradio, all one word, thehealing@the-healing-house.com. And let me know if you have something that you either like me to address, or if you have questions, comments, concerns about today's talk. And if you have insights, you know, I would be very happy to see or to hear them. And you can, you know, bring up something that maybe we'll discuss in the next show. I always, you know, find it so wonderful when I see that a lot of people are listening to the archived episodes, and, you know, especially for those who can't listen for some reason, you know, either time zones or you're at work and can't listen right then. So for each and every one of you, I send blessings. If you would like to reach me in person, then you can reach me at my office number at 408-372-2840 and leave me a message and I will call you back. So enjoy. Relax. Accept. Be in balance. And when you're not feeling balanced, figure out what it is you need to go back into it that allows you to be able to take care of yourself, to be in that place. It's not you. It's not them. It's just what is. This is Healing House Radio with Dr. Eileen. Blessings, everyone.